At this time, I'd like for you to meet a very special young lady who has been patient ambassador of ours since she was 3 weeks old. She is one of our national patient ambassadors in 2007. She's also a major donor. This year, this young lady met her goal to raise more than $1 million for the Tampa Shriners Hospital. Please welcome Lee Dittman.
Good afternoon, everyone. As I was so greatly introduced, my name is Lee Dittman, and I'm 15 years old, and I've been a patient here at the Tampa Shriners Hospital since I was 3 weeks old. When I was born, I was diagnosed with osteogenesis imperfecta, which is better known as brittle bone disease, or OI, and it basically is what it's called. I break really easily, and it affects my stature, but I've never let it get in the way of who I am or what I can do with my life. And I attribute that so much to this hospital and this organization. They've given me everything in life that I could possibly need to be as successful as I am today. They've given me all of the wheelchairs that I've gone through, walkers, canes, surgeries, castings, you name it, I've probably been in every single department of the hospital. And it's not a bad thing. It's such a great place. There's such an amazing group of people that work tirelessly as a team to give kids like me the best opportunities possible. And for that, I am forever grateful, and I'm always asked to speak about it, and I never feel like I do enough justice by just speaking. And that's why I got so involved with fundraising. And I was getting ready to turn 3, and my parents had asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday, and I said that I wanted people to bring money for Shriners instead of giving me toys. And from there, it grew, and the community helped, and we did our 12th one this year, and we went past our $1 million goal. So it was amazing and completely overwhelming, and I'm still kind of like, did we really do that? But it's amazing, and it's because of this place. You know, and that's one thing that I could tell you guys, you know, that are playing this game this week, is that get to know us, get to hear stories. I'm not the only one. There's so many of us here today, and there will be the national ambassadors for this year, Clint, who's an amputee, and Catherine, who's a burn patient, and we're all very vocal. You ask us, and we'll tell you our story. We don't mind. And that's something that I hope that you'll be able to learn this week. I hope you enjoy when you play and when you get to know each other as you work together as a team. But don't worry about who wins or loses, because we all kind of win, you know, us as patients who get to know you, and you guys as players. Some of you are going to move on to the NFL, some of you won't. It's just how it is. But I hope that you'll be able to remember today, and that it'll be something that you'll be able to look on years from now and be able to say that this was something that you enjoyed. So I wish you all the best of luck. Please stay safe as you play. I know football is tough. I've made plenty of football friends, but let's not have anyone get hurt. Just thank you for being here and for being a part of this organization.